Are you done?
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
All right. Look at this here. You have good taste in guests. Jake Tapper is our nephew. Who would have thought he was anybody's nephew? Jake Tapper. Where is that? Who that? Who that? Back there? Yeah? Is that back from the Akiba Hebrew Academy days? Did you go to Akiba too? Yeah. The pride of Akiba Hebrew. And you are?
Mark Cohen.
And so he's your nephew, so he's...
My sister's stepson.
Sister's stepson, okay. It worked out pretty good.
It did.
And you stay in touch with Jake a lot?
We stay in touch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say a lot.
No. Yeah. Okay, I guess that's about it then. Do you follow him on Twitter?
No.
He's very big about that. He's always boasting about how many people follow him on Twitter. That's a little much.
It could be I'm not on Twitter.
Have you thought about it? I'm on Twitter, too, if you want to get on there.
No, I haven't thought about it.
Do you want to think about it? I can come back a little later.
Maybe later.
Okay, come back on. I'll think about it. All right. Brenda Carpenter, how many pairs of socks do you own? I should go through these more carefully. Hard to say because none of them match anymore, so I couldn't give you a number, Brenda. Brendan. Oh, Brendan. Oh, you're Brenda?
Yep, I'm Brendan.
Oh, okay, how are you? Stand up, Brendan. Let's have a look at you here. Brendan, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. Mea culpa. It looks like Brenda, though.
Yeah, I'm not a very good writer. Yeah.
Is socks thing important to you?
My aunt has a lot of socks, so I was thinking of a question, and she's here, so I thought so.
Well, actually, you make the connection between your aunt's number of socks and my own. How many do you own, for example?
Not that many.
Do you have you? I hear you have a lot of socks.
Yes, I do. 150 pair.
Oh, how many feet do you have?
Two.
Well, that leaves you a lot of options then.
But most of my socks are holiday socks.
Oh, you have holiday socks. Which holidays do you celebrate in socks?
Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, the major holidays. I have Packer socks, Brewer socks. I don't have Buck socks.
Arbor Day socks? Anything tree-like?
Harry Potter socks, though. Never worn.
How long have you been doing this? And are you under care of any sort?
I don't know, 25 years?
Yeah. But you pay for them and everything. You don't go out and...
No, I pay for them, yes. Okay. Yes, they're all legally mine.
Okay. All right. Have you ever other parts of clothing, other clothing things?
Yeah.
Okay. There's something you don't want to know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get back to that maybe next year, this time. Thank you. And your name is?
My name's Judy.
Hi, Judy. Looks like Soren Degano, is that right? Yeah, okay, good. That's what I said, didn't I? You say it a little cuter than I do, but I... pretty sure that's what I said, Soren Degano, right? What? What? Well, all right, say it again.
Soren Degano.
That's what I said. What?
Soren Degano, not Soren Degano.
Soren Degano.
Yes.
That's closer, right? Close. Still not right, right?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay. And you're a student, it says here.
Yes, yes, I am.
What are you a student of?
School. It's obvious, isn't it?
Huh?
It's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah. This is not going well. Are you like this in school? You're a little outspoken, I guess you could say. That's good, though.
Okay.
You're studying school, I know, but anything in school that you like more than other things?
Science, math, social studies. I can count 150 things I like more than...
school.
Yes.
But that's all school. You can't say you like those things more than school because that is school, right?
Well, no, not really.
Yeah. You actually like school, don't you? Admit it.
Well, yes. Everything besides word study.
Besides what study?
You study.
Me study?
Yes.
Well, I've just been insulted by a master. Soren Degano. Don't hit me. You want to do a shout out to anybody at your school? What school do you go to?
Emerson.
Emerson. Is Lake and Palmer still with him? No, probably not. Anyone you want to just shout out there to a teacher or something like that? Because then you get extra credit, you know.
Hi.
Okay, so put it there.
Then make you too.
I'm surprised I got that far. Don't mess with her, I'll tell you that, because she'll put you in your place. An 18-year-old student here in Madison, Olin, asked me, how do you handle your alcohol? Well, if it's a mug, I usually grab that thing on the side there. Where's Olin? Oh, Olin's right there. Okay. I would have thought it was you, come to think of it. I get you. Some big guys here surrounding you. Get you. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right. Are you handling alcohol?
Somewhat, yeah.
Why do you ask? Are you curious as to some tips I can give you?
Certainly. Do you have any tips for me?
My daughter is, she's 19 now. I have to steal alcohol from her, I noticed.
It's a
very depressing point in your life. You have to steal, alcohol from your kids.
It's happened to me a couple times. Can't lie.
All right, I guess that's all we have to say about it then, right?
Certainly.
Drink sensibly.
Thanks again. Responsibly.
And never binge.
Binge. Never binge.
Yes.
Somewhat.
Yes. Moderation in all your binging, please. All right, we're going to play the Why Do You Know quiz, because that's what we do here. It's a quiz show, ostensibly. And if you don't do the quiz, then people say, wait a minute, isn't this a quiz show? Yes, it is. So here's your chance to win fabulous prizes, but first we have to know who can. All right, this is your part. And cannot participate. Nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
I could wear that if you don't want it. What size is it?
Large.
Yeah, I do large now. And you are?
Lyle Staub.
Lyle Staub, would you do the honors, please? I'll give that to you.
The four disclaimers. The first disclaimer. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, 40 degrees, thank you, global warming. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. And number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Very well done. A good man. All right, ready. All right. Let's see. Let's see the hands. You got more applause than I ever get. I really kind of resent that. Hands, if you're interested in playing the you're right here, and you've been to Kentucky. Come on, up here. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah. Since you're the only one who did anything for New Year's, apparently in our audience, you went all the way to Kentucky for New Year's.
Right, but we got stuck in a blizzard in Indiana.
Oh, let's hear about that. Come on up here then.
Okay.
All right, pretty good. Come on up here. I'll be glad to. If you give me one, I'll give you one. All right, have a seat if you would. Come on. I didn't even ask your name. It doesn't matter. But I will ask your name. Your name is?
Kathy.
Kathy, and are you from Kentucky originally? Or
no, never no. lived there, never want to live there.
Did you ever get there?
I've been there twice before.
Yeah, did you get there in spite of the blizzard? And
Yes, we did. We got to spend one day with our relatives and had to head back.
Oh, my goodness. How long were you stuck in the storm?
Just an extra day and a half.
Well, that's not so bad then. Leave the engine running, you know, you're fine. No matter. Were you actually in the car during that time, or were you?
Well, we stopped before we had to drive in the blizzard.
Uh-huh.
We actually checked the weather forecast before we left this area. I'm from Cottage Grove. And we checked about a half hour before we left, and we discovered that a blizzard was going to be coming right through where we were going to be driving. Mm-hmm. So we picked a spot south of the blizzard area to stop for the night.
I like the way you say blizzard, though. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, well, see, we had just been through one here.
Yeah.
So we didn't have any desire to go through another one.
I mean, for Cottage Grove, there's lots of blizzards strike Cottage Grove. Yeah. You read about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Blizzard strikes Cottage Grove.
That's, yes, that's right. So,
but this was a bad one.
Well, it was, and you know, those nice little colored pictures on the maps, the weather maps, it was wrong. And
no,
so
wrong colors?
The place that we stopped actually ended up right in the middle of the blizzard.
Oh, my God.
The worst part.
Yeah.
So.
Do you know where you were at that time? At that point?
Somewhere in Indiana. Shelbyville.
Was it?
Wait, no,
Shelbyville's
in Kentucky. No, no, it was Indiana.
It was?
Yeah.
Did you see a bass player in his van down there?
No, we didn't.
No.
We,
you were in Shelbyville?
No, actually, I think that's in Kentucky.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's in Kentucky. I know somebody lives there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I forgot where we were.
Yeah, the sign was probably covered with snow anyway.
Right. We were about an hour and a half south of Indianapolis.
So did you have supplies, and did you have, like, in the trunk, you got flares, and you got your snowshoes?
Well, we stopped at the hotel just before the blizzard started. And so, and then during the blizzard, they send out warnings to shut down all the businesses except for the McDonald's right next to the hotel, which is really convenient.
That worked out.
We sent our 13-year-old girl, daughter, out into the blizzard to get us food. She wanted to go. We wanted her to go.
Yeah. This is a family trip you'll think about for years. Tell your therapist.
Have
about
you ever
it.
Been stuck in a hotel room with two teenage girls?
Yes, but I really can't talk about it. Okay. But you got there and you had a wonderful, and then you turned around and came back. And
that's right. We spent about 36 hours there.
Yeah, which is long enough with some people.
Yeah, in Kentucky, that's as long as you need.
We'll hear from Kentucky about that, but I'm sure. Kathy, some of their plays along with you, how does that happen?
If people want to play the quiz... Michael Feldman, if people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. And you're going to ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, I got it. 30 seconds is probably out, but what will 1 second of the Super Bowl cost you in terms of commercial time? Okay. So within how many thousands?
500,000? I don't know.
That's a little much.
It's a little too much.
Yeah.
Within
100,000? No. Well, you know,
within 50,000.
All right. That's okay. So that'll do it for me. 1 second of Super Bowl time based on 30-second rates for commercials in the Super Bowl. What will 1 second cost you? Vinny in Mount Vernon?
Oh, no.
Hi, Vinny in Mount Vernon.
Hi. I'm the first caller, though.
You are.
The first caller never gets a chance. Oh,
Don't take it easy, Vinny.
Oh, no.
Your pressure, Vinny.
But I'm a nerd, too. I don't even watch sports.
Are you sitting down, Vinny? Just take it easy.
I am sitting down. I'll sit down.
Pour yourself a glass of water.
I cannot believe I'm the first
And
call.
Drink the whole thing while standing on one foot, and you'll calm down. Are you okay?
Okay. I'm okay now. I'm doing all right.
How are you?
I'm great. We got a halfway sunny sky here in Mount Vernon, and I'm getting ready to go over to the historical village and do some blacksmithing. And
oh, there you go.
I'm just having a great day. How's your day, Michael?
Well, I was just going to do the same thing. I was going to do some blacksmithing over at the historical village as soon as I get out of here, and then it's good, and it's sunny out?
It's kind of sunny. We've seen the sun off and on.
And on. Okay, is it off or on now?
It's off.
Let me ask you this then, Vinny. If I were to tell you that it would cost a certain number of dollars for a second of commercial time on the Super Bowl. Would you be able to identify that number?
The Super Bowl is the last football of the year, right? Football game of the year.
This is going to be a problem.
You did give him some clues with the
wait
margin.
A minute. That's that one that comes on, and it's on all the networks, and okay, I got you. Cool. All right, we're good. No, I'm kidding you. Okay. Super Bowl.
All right, let me ask you this, Vinny. If I said $127,000 for 1 second of airtime, would you think I was nuts?
Wow, that sounds like a pretty good estimate. It really does. Yes, I think you would be right.
You're right, I am. And I'm nuts, too. It pays to be a sports fan, Vinny.
From nerds everywhere, Michael, we appreciate the break, okay?
There's a soft spot in my heart for blacksmiths. Always has been. I don't know why.
Nerd blacksmiths. We're not the geek blacksmiths. The geeks blacksmiths are actually socially adequate. I'm a nerd, though.
Yeah. Well, you're not in it for the glory. You're in it for the whatever you're in it for.
You know, blacksmithing is its own reward. It really is.
Okay. Vinny, this is Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Fine. I survived a blizzard.
What did you have?
No, we were fine. She survived a blizzard, and she can't get past it, unfortunately. And the two of you are going to be your team now, and we have various categories, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Sarah Nix?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Vinny, you pick the first category. What would you like?
Got to go with science.
Science? Okay.
But I'm a musician, an artist. I don't know anything.
But you were stuck in a blizzard. The large quasar group, or the LQG as I like to call it, the largest thing anywhere is a large quasar group. It's a collection of galaxies and stuff, I guess. I want to know how big it is. It's the largest thing seen anywhere. Is it 3 billion light years long, 4 billion light years long, or 5 billion light years long?
Wow.
Large quasar group.
Are you asking Vinny or me?
Both of you work together. Yeah, this is
I think he's obviously asking you.
Yeah. No, I'm talking.
Oh. Okay.
Well, he's looking right at you, is he not?
Well, I'm still recovering from the blizzard. So.
I know you are.
Yeah.
That was pretty recent, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Two in a week I had to go through.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway... That is really far away, and I don't think anybody's ever going to get there or care. So
you're not really asked to do an editorial on it. I just want to know that 3, 4, or 5 billion light years in length.
But on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, they get to talk about their answers.
You mentioned the blizzard several times. I gave you that.
I'm thinking they gave us that close to choices, so we ought to pick the middle one.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, that's right. 4 billion light years. I think. Holy cow, Vinny. What insight. That would be
one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there? Sarah Nix.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Kathy, pick one of those.
Things you should have learned in school.
School, okay. Juxtapose something.
What?
Juxtapose something.
Yeah, juxtapose something for me.
Interject or to inject it into a sentence, yeah?
Just do it. Kathy's here, she can do it. Juxtapose something for me.
Juxtapose something.
Yeah.
Well, if I went over to that map that you have over here, uh-huh. I could put Nebraska on top of, let's say, Illinois, and that would be juxtaposing Nebraska on Illinois.
Oh. Vinny, you agree with that?
Kathy's all over this. Yes.
All right, yeah, that's juxtaposing. Learn it and use it in graduate school. It's required. And
that's two right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there then, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
Odds and ends then, huh? Vinny, what do you think?
Current events, geez, no. Odds and ends, what was the other one?
People or places.
People's kind of survey results, places are kind of places.
I'm going to go with odds and ends, Kathy. What do you think?
I think so. I don't know anything about current events.
And I don't know that many people.
After stepping After stepping out of the shower, you are about 1 pound lighter, 1 pound heavier, or it's a wash.
You got to be heavier because you got all the water on you, yeah?
I think so.
Wait a minute.
Maybe you have to
stay out of this, Vinny.
Maybe that you have to balance that out with all the dead skin you just lost.
Don't overthink this, can you? You're still suffering from blizzard trauma, you know.
Well, you know, I'm a balding middle-aged man, and I lose a lot of hair. Okay.
Hear it from the mirror every day.
Well, you put the hair with the skin cells, and
okay.
There's a lot going on there. You got to admit it.
So you're saying 1 pound heavier, right? Is that what you're saying?
How much? 1 pound?
Yes.
Wow, it sounds like a lot. Water weighs. Yeah, I'd go with that.
All right, good. Go with that. You win the quiz. Holy cow. They've won the quiz. Holy cow. There's no time to go any further with this, but we're very excited for you.
We are.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And could I put a plug in for our local museum just real quick?
Yeah, go right ahead. Plenty of time.
Cedarhurst Museum. It's amazing here in Mount Vernon,
guys.
And yes, Cedarhurst right here in Mount Vernon.
Cedarhurst.
Yes, sir.
That's the plug?
That is our museum.
Okay, you just mentioned it. It wasn't really a plug, though.
No, well, it's our... Well,
what did they win, Sarah Nix?
Kathy, you can cheer your favorite team to victory tonight wearing a genuine, authentic, certified Green Bay Packers cap from the Green Bay Packers. Vinny, although the holiday season has come and gone, these great coffees will keep you in the jolly spirit. That's hot buttered rum, tiramisu, and gingerbread, precision roasted in Madison by Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you will revel in the joys of calling an 800 number to get technical help from a computer in the fast-paced card game called Tech Support from Kenzer & Company, and learn all about life itself from What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Well, well thank
done,
you.
My dear. Wow, thank you,
guys. Hang on there, Vinny. Make sure you get that. Don't go anywhere.
Pick up the perfect gift for your favorite fan of What Do You Know at notmuch.com. Click on Shop to get to the What Do You Know store and browse through Michael's books, games, apparel, and more. It's all at notmuch.com. Tickets are still available for our next What Do You Know shows in Madison on January 19th, January 26th, February 2nd, and February 9th at the Monona Terrace.
Not available.
Tickets are limited for our next road show at the Shower Center in Hartford, Wisconsin.
Shower
so get
Center.
Yours today at notmuch.com.
Hard to find there, huh? They're going like hotcakes at the shower center.
Apparently, they are going like hotcakes at the shower center.
All the truckers go to the shower center, I know that. Are we still on, or have I lost this job? I'm okay? Okay. This is where the band just plays something?
That's right, yeah.
I love these moments.
Rest, relax.
Yeah. Vinny should relax. Vinny's still on the line.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International, Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
A lot of international.